When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3063, 5 Better Ways to Measure Your Life, by Lisa Avion with becomingminimalist.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. And I'm going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. 5 Better Ways to Measure Your Life, by Lisa Avion with becomingminimalist.com. This world is obsessed with measuring up. Research shows we're exposed to thousands of advertising messages every day, and hidden inside each of those ads is a mistruth. You don't measure up until you buy our product. Ad agencies are good, real good. They know how to sneak into our psyches and change the story we tell ourselves. Before long, our brains begin to believe their lie, that our lives can be measured by what we buy, wear, drive, and live in. And while their bottom line bursts at the seams, the consumer is broke, financially and otherwise. Measuring up is breaking us up. A New York Times article from 2008, written during the Great Recession, shows how powerful a slogan like "live richly" can be. It even contributed to the housing bubble that negatively impacted so many lives. Sandhil Melanathan, an economist at Harvard who has studied persuasion in financial advertising, said, quote, "It's very difficult for one advertiser to come to you and change your perspective, but as it becomes socially acceptable for everyone to accumulate debt, everyone does," end quote. Everyone does it, so that makes it okay. As a culture, we begin to measure our lives by the things we can buy because others are buying it too. The simple life is not immune to these advertisements, and we aren't immune to the struggle of measuring our life by standards that contradict the way of simplicity. The nature of today's world, being in constant reach of advertising through screens and print, demands our intentionality of focus on the true measures of life. Designing a simple life invites us to measure our lives differently. We realize as we pare down that we don't have to keep up. We don't have to buy, borrow, upgrade, or upsize to secure our place in the world. I need reminders often that my worth isn't found by the world's measuring stick. I get to define my own success and live a meaningful and abundant life. You do too. Try these new measurements for size and simplify. 5 Better Ways to Measure Your Life. Number 1, gratitude. With a measure of gratitude, you gain the world. When you're grateful for what you already have, you don't need more. Gratitude is always enough. This perspective is a shield to the thousands of messages of not enough we hear every day. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. We don't need to have those shoes, that device, or that new car. Number 2, generosity. Malcolm Forbes once said, quote, To measure the man, measure his heart, end quote. A great gift of simple living is the freedom to give. The infinite freedoms available when we design a life of less allows for infinite ways to be generous, whether it's with our time, money, talents, hospitality, donations, or airline miles. When the measuring stick of things ends, generosity keeps growing. Number 3, contentment. Advertisers bank on the public's perpetual discontent. In fact, they create much of our discontent through their stealth wordplay and product development. It's evident in the lines outside Apple stores days before the next iPhone is released, which has just enough new capabilities to make the previous model obsolete in the eyes of the consumer. Contentment is not the satisfaction of want. It's the pursuit of having enough, and it invites an unmistakable freedom into our lives. Number 4, availability. Bob Goff is known for his fun and whimsical personality. He famously put his personal cell phone number in the back of a New York Times best-selling book, and he expects and answers calls. He makes himself available. He also says he plans his calendar 9 months and one day in advance, no further, in case he is to become a grandfather. His purpose is to be available. Busyness is no way to measure a life. Busy is a thief. It's a phantom measure of worth and success, and it'll never get as much done as availability will. Remain available. Learn to say no and measure your life by the things you get to say yes to. And number 5, purpose. Ralph Waldo Emerson is quoted as once saying, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. It's to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well," end quote. If we pay too close attention to how the world measures life, we'll never understand the difference that our life, our one life, can make. Simplicity of home, time, and character magnifies the very things we were designed for. It points us to the significance of who we are. We are purposed for much more than our net worth and closet size. Simplify and live well. The Great Recession of 2008 changed us. More and more people are looking for a new way, a simple way to live. As advertisers revamp their messages toward this post-recession culture, we can redefine the measure by which we live. It helps us to remember the best things in life can't be pitched in 30-second ads. You just listened to the post titled 5 Better Ways to Measure Your Life by Lisa Avellan with becomingminimalist.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Lisa, a guest writer on Joshua Becker's site. Ads are something we're all going to see, and nothing will change that. We do have ads on this podcast because that's the only way we can afford to host thousands and thousands of episodes online and pay the hosts of our podcast for their time and get help with editing, among other things. In my perspective, it's not the ads that are evil, because it's in our power to choose what we do with that information and how much we let others dictate our lives, which is what I think Lisa was getting at. And Lisa has some great ideas for things to actually measure or think about: our gratitude, generosity, contentment, availability, and purpose. Even if we just consider one of these and think about it, or maybe write a short journal entry about it, it can completely change how our day is framed. And it could possibly affect what we choose to spend our money on. So definitely something to consider today. But I'll leave it there for now. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend, if you're listening in real time, of course. Thank you for being here. And an extra thank you if you've ever shared this show with someone. It really means a lot. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.